You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, everyone? Welcome into the second half of Sports Talk. August the 6th on a Wednesday. The Saints have flown out to California as training camp practices will resume out west tomorrow. We'll have all that coverage for you right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app as we get ready for preseason game number one Sunday against the LA Chargers. That'll be a 3 p.m. kickoff right here on WWL Saints Radio. And unfortunately, no joint practice sessions, though, with the Chargers before or after the game. We know that after the Sunday's matchup, the Saints are going to stick around in the Cali area for a little bit, but still no joint workouts with another team. Coach Kellen Moore did say that on Friday the team will have more of a scrimmage-type setting practice, not as intense as they did in Metairie, the 126 plays they ran on a Sunday. But they will be, you know, in action out there going up against one another, trying to simulate some sort of joint practice session, at least having the offense taking on the defense as they get ready for a game. And still no official word on who's going to be your starting quarterback. And I think that might be something we find out maybe Saturday, could be even Sunday early.
Sunday is what I would guess. No, I mean, Kellen's kept it close to vets, hasn't he, Steve?
A lot of things. For sure. But I think it's kind of obvious from what we've been seeing.
That it's going to be Rattler taking the first team reps once we get to Sunday. I would agree. I mean, all three of them are going to get some run. In all likelihood, probably every preseason game. Maybe once they have an established starter, they'll say, okay, we don't need you to play the third preseason game or whatever. But at least for these first two, you would expect all three of them to get some type of run.
Yeah, I'm curious if Jay Kaner will get any action with the first team offense. Right now, I'm thinking it's just going to be Rattler game one and then probably Tyler Shuck game two in the Caesars Superdome against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know the Cajun Cannon talked about that yesterday. That definitely seems like the most likely outcome right now, but we'll definitely have to wait and see. Something could happen these last few practices going into the preseason game opener against the Chargers where the coaches decide to throw Shuck out there with the first team offense right away. But it just makes sense to me to go with Rattler in the first game right off the bat, since he has been the, I guess you'd say, quote unquote, leader in the clubhouse through these early practices in training camp. And the team now in California getting some work in, the cooler temperatures out there. But you know what? I've been to a few camps, starting with 2009. That Super Bowl season was my first full-time year covering the Saints. Lucky me on that. But this was definitely one of the cooler and more productive practices because we didn't have those rain delays forcing the pause on action to go run inside. So, a lot of jokes were going on at Saints training camp in Metairie saying that Kellen Moore was the overcast god because we definitely had plenty of cloud cover. There was still a little humidity out there, but in no way, shape, or form did it feel like late July, early August at Saints training camp this year.
It's really funny, Steve, because everything we've heard from the reporters and from you guys and just talking about the past basically 2 weeks now, because, I mean, practice session number one was 2 weeks ago today,
yeah,
which is kind of hard to believe in the first place, but just good vibes from training camp. It's been a quality start. All the players keep talking about how well Kellen Morris handled his first training camp as a head coach. And now you really gear up for the preseason and the next three weeks and getting ready for the regular season and a couple of positional battles, and looking forward to breaking it all down once again, starting this upcoming weekend with that game against the Chargers, because the preseason action is going to determine some spots here. I mean, that's an obvious statement, but specifically the quarterback battle, you get to see these guys under the lights. And that's been the criticism of someone like Jake Anders that Bobby's been talking about. Yeah, he's hanging in there with this quarterback battle, but when he's been under the lights, it's been a little bit of a different player. He's more of been a practice player throughout his young career, and maybe he changes that and lights it up in the preseason, but we just kind of have to see. Spencer Rattler, I agree with you, though, Steve. Once we get to it, you know, this Sunday, you would expect him to get those first-team reps and get the starter reps for preseason game number one.
We'll get a little more insight on the L.A. Chargers this hour as well. Lorenzo Neal, former NFL fullback, also spent time with the New Orleans Saints. He hosts the Believe in Chargers podcast. Will help us get all things look at the Bolts with preseason game number one coming up against the Saints on Sunday. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, turning our focus to some fantasy football, getting you ready for your draft. Coach Gene Clemens, an analyst at Fantasy Life, will join us talking about some of your buy-sell candidates, some rookies that you need to draft, and who to stay away from coming up, and some late-round sleepers that could potentially help you win your league this season. Some news throughout the sports world that's pertaining locally in Louisiana today. Starting with the Saints, they did make a roster move going out west. Matthew Hayball, sorry, you are not on the flight out to California. He gets cut by the Black and Gold, and they're deciding to bring back, well, another QB to the competition. And Hunter Decker is a guy that we said initially we felt he was a developmental piece, probably destined to end up on this practice squad eventually. Young guy, though, with some promise that interested to see more of for sure, and figure late in those preseason games potentially getting Hunter Decker some action.
Yeah, it's interesting, Steve, because, you know, the reports from camp is he hasn't really gotten any run.
No.
When he was signed with the team, and then they waived him.
Why is he even here?
Right. Then they waived him, and now they're bringing him back. So it's been an interesting process there. The Matthew Hayball part of it, though, like Mike and I talked about this in the first hour, that Ross Jackson had a really good tweet that it's been a revolving door at punter basically for the last half decade for the Saints team. It's been a new guy every single year.
We miss you, Thomas Morstead.
I know. That, just that consistency over 12 years with the Black and Gold for Morstead, it's, you know, it's been completely different ever since he's really gone. So, yeah, new punter, and we'll see what ends up happening. Mike seems to think that James Burnup has the edge over Kai Kroger, who they recently picked up.
Right.
But it was always a little bit weird to have three punters battling it out. You would kind of imagine it would only be two. The Saints agreed. They moved on from Matthew Hayball before they flew out to California and then added that fourth quarterback. We'll see if he gets run throughout the preseason, Steve. But when I said the three quarterbacks, obviously with Hayner, Shuck, and Rattler, it's mostly because we haven't really seen him at camp with Deckers. And I know that they just brought him back, but I mean, if he hasn't really been getting run in practice, how much run is he actually going to get in a preseason game type of thing?
Also in the news today for Louisiana, the SEC put out the men's basketball schedule. No times are out yet, but the first action for the Bayou Bengals, Mac McMahon going to be taking on the Texas A&M Aggies on the road January 3rd. That's their first conference matchup of the SEC slate. Then it continues on with their first home game coming against South Carolina. It says January 6th or 7th, so I guess things aren't that decided yet currently, along with some of the, you know, game time starts. We still haven't, non-conference schedule is still not out yet.
The order of teams they play.
Right.
That's an interesting first opponent, Steve, because Buzz Williams hopped ship over to Maryland with Kevin Willard getting hired by Villanova. So Bucky McMillan, who was the former coach at Samford, is now the new head basketball coach over at Texas A&M. So first game in the SEC is going to be against the Bayou Bengals. We'll see if Coach McMahon can get off to a good start this year.
And then, Charlie, obviously the biggest news today was what happened to Garrett Nussmeier at LSU practice. Yeah. And turns out, kind of a whole lot of nothing. He did go down, was walked off on his own power with some assistance. And we heard from two LSU beat writers the fact that they don't expect him to miss any time. Well, could sit out a precautionary practice on Friday, but might be back in action after a day off tomorrow for the Bayou Bengals.
It's been two different reports in that aspect where Blake said, Blake Ruffino from the founder of the RU Series Sports Network, who we had at 410, straight up said this was nothing. It was like a cramp and that he should be good to go for Friday's practice, which they have a recovery day tomorrow. So their next practice session is Friday. Glenn West from Go247 came on and told us, and they might hold him out just for precautionary reasons, but regardless, it's nothing major. You see all these crazy reports on social media as soon as it's announced that he's being carried off the field, right? But it ended up being maybe a cramp. I saw
one that still unconscious at practice in Baton Rouge, and I was ridiculous. Like, what?
It's people throwing out fake crap on social media. He's fine. That was the one thing.
As soon as
Wilson Alexander, who's our friend over at The Advocate, posted on social media, guys, everybody relax. This is nothing major. He is okay. That immediately you knew that all this other stuff on social media that was saying it was major was just BS.
Heading out to break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll hear from Garrett Nussmeier's dad, the offensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints, Doug Nussmeier, when we hit our WWL Sound Bank right after this on the Big 870, 105.3 FM, and WWL.com right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Getting ready for Saints preseason action on Sunday, folks. Football is definitely back for the black and gold. Be taking on the LA Chargers, 3 p.m. right here on WWL Saints Radio. Help us break it all down with the L.A. side of things. Lorenzo Neal, former NFL fullback, great part of the all-decade team of the 2000s, was drafted by the New Orleans Saints, spent some time with the Chargers, also hosts the Believe in Chargers podcast. Lorenzo, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing?
Legendary. How you guys doing today?
Awesome to hear. We are doing great. So great to have, you know, football action going on this weekend. I know we got some games kicking off tomorrow as well, but the Saints at Chargers Sunday, looking forward to that one for so many things going on with this Saints squad, but with the Chargers side of things, how have things been progressing year two with Jim Harbaugh?
Well, I think, you know, it speaks for itself. When you think about the AFC West, I mean, you could just look at it and think about it. Andy Reid, multiple Super Bowls. You know, you look at, the Raiders, go and get the old man, you know, at the old 74-year-old, and look what he had, won a Super Bowl with Seattle. So you think about the coaches that are there, and of course the great Sean Payton, who you guys are very familiar with. Three out of the four coaches are Super Bowl winning coaches, and Harbaugh, who won the national title, who's been to a Super Bowl. He is the low man on the totem pole. So when you think about what the AFC West is about, as far as just the gravitas and the coaches' ilk, if you say, I mean, it's pretty unprecedented.
You know, Lorenzo, the Chargers obviously played in that Hall of Fame game against Detroit, so we have a little bit to go off of here ahead of this second preseason game for them, the first preseason game for the Black and Gold. I want to ask you about Trey Lance, because Coach Harbaugh, as you were just kind of mentioning, said, quote, big night for Trey, played calm, played cool, played collected, ran the operation. I thought he threw the ball really well. Big night for him. Finished 13 of 20 for 120 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers. Basically played the first or three of the four quarters of that game at quarterback for the Chargers. Just kind of what you saw from him kind of being the backup for Justin Herbert in that battle, at least. And then also what you can kind of expect from him against the Saints this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, I think when you look at what he's been able to do, here's a guy that was, you know, top pick, and the Niners gave up a boatload of trades and draft capital for Trey Lance. And you think about where he come from, a small little college, you know, played only 1 year, kind of like Trubisky in some of the ways that, you know, really didn't have a lot of starts, really didn't have a lot of college accolades, but just the talent. I think when you look at Trey now, and that's why Harbaugh, he's a quarterback whisperer. Think about what this guy has been able to do. Think when he was in San Francisco, and think about the quarterbacks. He had Alex Smith, and, you know, you think about, you know, the Kaepernick. And look what he did with Colin Kaepernick after, you know, he left, the wheels fell off the bus for Kaepernick. So you think about what Harbaugh exuberates and what he, how he is with the coaches. Trey Lance did a great job. Here's a guy that went out there, had command of the huddle, you know, got guys lined up. And you just saw him, the post, the poise that he played with. You saw him hit the tight end, Will Dissly, for the tight end, a nice touch pass on, you know, on, down there on the goal line. So you look at this Chargers offense and what they, the draft capital they spent, you know, when you protect your quarterback, you want to get two great tackles, Joe Alton, think about the other tackle that they have, one of the highest paid tackles. You have two of the best tackles, you know, in the league, and you want to make sure you're going to protect your quarterback, and that's Trey Lance this week, but with Justin Herbert when the season starts. So you look at this Chargers team, they have a lot of expectations, and the bar is set very high. You think about Amario Hampton, the running back they have. I know, you know, the running back you get from the Steelers, Najee has been injured with the eye incident, unfortunately, from the 4th of July. So I think that he's going to have a hard time getting his job back because, I'm telling you, Hampton, this kid can run. He's fast. If he's even, he's leaving. He's a game changer. I like this Chargers team. I like what they went out and did. You went out and said, okay, look, we got Mike Williams retiring, so went out and brought in a veteran guy who's been on this team, who's played well with Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen. So I think this Charger team is going to be a good team this year, and I think preseason's a big game for the Chargers. I don't know how the Saints are viewing this game, but the Harbaugh wants to win every game, especially in the preseason, to kind of get this tradition and show what winning is about. They're going to be playing to win, and you think about the level of competition that the Chargers have. They're pretty stacked. They're pretty deep, especially at the receiver position. I know they're probably going to keep two quarterbacks, so Trey Lance needs to play well. Him and Sticks are going at it, so it's going to be a great quarterback battle. You know Herbert's going to be the guy, but you just looking at what Trey Lance has been able to do in his short time as a Charger, looks like a totally different quarterback.
I love Coach Harbaugh, Lorenzo. I remember when they picked Joe Alt fifth overall, and everyone was saying, oh, you need a weapon, you need a pass-catching weapon. They wanted, like, Malik Nabers or whatever in the draft. And his comment about Joe Alt, where he said, we view offensive linemen as weapons. I mean, if that doesn't tell you what he wants to do, he wants to be a physical football team on the offensive side and defensive side of the football. I don't know what will, but Coach Harbaugh is awesome. I wanted to ask you about that running game. And it feels like it's a loaded running back room with the Omarion Hampton pick on top of, you know, Najee Harris. But, you know, the guys that got a lot of run in that game against Detroit, like Kamani Vidal, who's a former sixth-round pick, there's a connection, actually, because he was the running back at Troy when Tulane head coach John Summerall was the coach over at Troy, for the local connection there. Nyheim Hines, who's been around the block. Hassan Haskins, who's got the connection with Coach Harbaugh with Michigan. Just want to get your thoughts on that running back rotation, because when we were hearing from Coach Kellen Moore with the Saints that typically you carry 3 to 4 running backs on a 53-man roster, it feels like it's a really loaded running back room, and it's a really good competition.
Oh, without a doubt, it's a loaded running back room for the Chargers. And, you know, you talk about Haskins. Look at this guy, the way he's been, and Verdell, the way he played. I mean, he's a shorter guy, compact, but you saw there on the goal line, you know, boom, gave him the goal line down the goal line. Looked like he was stopped initially, kept the legs turning. So we know there's a musical chairs in that running back room, and it's the competition after the first two, that third back or fourth back, whoever they decide to keep. I don't know if they keep five. I don't know if they're probably going to keep four, because you're going to have some tough decisions to make, because you think about the receiving core with the Chargers. You drafted two guys, and, you know, you expect things at a horn in these guys. What are they going to do at the receiver position? And now you just brought in Keenan Allen. So you know that it's going to be tough. So I think the running backs, they're not going to keep five backs. You're probably going to keep four or even maybe three. So it's going to be interesting. And then you talk about the tight end position. You drafted a tight end who's not a blocking tight end, but he's really good in the slot. You can move him around and detach. And so you got Will Dissly, big guy. You got Fisk, Tusker Fisk, who's a great tight end, also a good blocking tight end. And you know, like you talked about it earlier, Harbaugh's a physical coach. He wants to run the ball. And last year it showed up because of the lack of productivity at the running back position due to injuries. You did not put Justin Herbert in the best position, especially when it was third and long, because they didn't win on first and second down. So this Chargers team, you know, they're going to have a commitment of running the ball, and that's why they spent that draft capital for Amari. And so it's going to be interesting just to see how this running back position shakes out.
Really interesting was the turnovers that Detroit was just giving away to the Chargers
the
in that
play of the game,
Hall
Steve.
Of Fame game. Yeah, it was unreal to see that kind of on display, and I know that Dan Campbell had to be losing his mind over that in that matchup. But what are the expectations for this Chargers pass rush, especially with the departure of a guy like Joey Bosa?
Yeah, and you know, you're looking for back in the day when I was playing in New Orleans, a lot of the guys, Ricky Jackson, Sam Mills, the Dome Patrol guys, they just say, "Hey, you can't make the club in the tub."
Oh yeah.
And unfortunately, you think about Bosa. Unbelievable player, one of the best pass rushers in this league. But let's face it, guys, this guy never played a full season. He was injury prone. Hopefully, kudos to Buffalo, because hopefully Buffalo can get more out of him. But here's a guy that never would have left the Chargers if he could have stayed healthy. But they went out in the draft and brought in some great guys. So I still think that this Chargers defense, even though you lost Bosa, I think you still are going to be a good pass rushing team, because, like I said, Bosa, you didn't get him a lot last year.
Lorenzo, before we let you run, I wanted to get your thoughts on, the Saints' new defensive coordinator and Brandon Staley, the former head coach of the Chargers. I know that we also could kind of talk about Kellen Moore and his connection there as the former OC with LA, but specifically Staley's stint as head coach, him going back to defensive coordinator spot where he served as the Rams DC back in 2020, and the Rams had a great defense that year. But I just want to get your thoughts on what Saints fans can expect from Coach Staley.
Well, Coach Staley wants guys that are buckled up. His defense can be very complex and compound for guys. You got to be smart to play in his defense, because you're playing a bunch of different positions, and playing a position to maybe go from nickel to Mike Backer, all kinds of different nuances that he brings to the table. So you have to have smart guys that are able to learn his defense. So I think it's going to be interesting just to see what the Saints are trying to do. Yes, you brought in Staley. Yes, you got a good head coach in Kellen Moore, who's a quarterback whisper, but I just think that the covers, I love the Saints, but I don't know. I think the covers are kind of bare when you think about who's really there. Is this team really competing to believe that they can win a Super Bowl this year? Is this just a building year? Is this a rebuilding year? Are you playing to try to get possibly you-know-who, the Manning quarterback? Because you look at what they did, I don't know if the Saints are in a position really to compete, in my professional opinion.
Lorenzo Neal, thanks so much for the time, man. I always appreciate it, and hoot at to you. We'll be looking forward to that action on Sunday. Thanks a lot, Lorenzo.
No worries. You guys are the best. Cheers. Be blessed.
Former NFL fullback, a legend in the game, host of the Believe in Chargers podcast, Lorenzo Neal, joining us there. I'll help break down the Chargers. When we get back from the break, we'll finally get into that WWL sound break, hear from Doug Nussmeier, who also spent time with the Chargers as a QB coach out there, also with the Philadelphia Eagles last season, winning the Super Bowl in the Superdome, and now the offensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints. His son is okay, folks, the Garrett Nussmeier, after news today spread like wildfire, some misconceptions about what happened at a closed practice. I guess that's what happens when you close practice. People start just taking things and running with it.
Yeah, you take carried off the field and instantly start projecting the worst possible outcome, and everybody overreacted, but it is okay, people.
Breaking here on WWL Saints Radio. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Great checking in with former NFL fullback Lorenzo Neal there, host of the Believe in Chargers podcast. You can check out his stuff there as the Saints get ready to take on the Bolts Sunday, 3 p.m. right here on WWL Saints Radio. Lots of interest about this Saints squad overall, offensively, defensively, got a lot of new pieces in place, including offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier joins the Black and Gold after spending the last couple of years, Dallas Cowboys, the LA Chargers, Philadelphia Eagles. Now he's in New Orleans. Before taking off for California, Doug talked to the media, and here's what the Nuss Bus had to say getting ready for preseason game number one against the Chargers.
Before training camp started, Kellen said the quarterback rotation was kind of going to be what it was until the Chargers game. Do y'all still feel like the Chargers game is a turning point, or do you not feel like you have enough data to...
We haven't really had that discussion, so I don't want to speak like out of turn on that.
Yeah, so it's not like a Chargers game and y'all make a decision.
We have discussions. Well, I know what we don't think, but we have discussions every day about where we are and what we want to see each guy in what situation so that, you know, we get the most complete evaluation.
I know you're still figuring it out, but if you were calling plays for Tyler and Spencer to, you know, for their what they do best, how different is it? And if you don't mind, just like a couple of things from where you see it, where their strengths would be if you're calling plays and how they're different.
Well, you know, a lot of that lies in how they feel things, because you can go out and they can execute plays and it looks good to you on film, and then they come in the meeting room and start talking to them like, you know, that route just doesn't really feel right. Or you're like, well, I'll turn on the tape, it looks good. And that's one of the things you have to have, open dialogue. We're really big on that in the room. We need open dialogue. We need to talk, because there's a lot of different ways to play this game. And obviously we have a system, and we'll do different things to fit their styles and how they want to play the game.
Well, I mean, I noticed, like, for instance, in the Tyler's touchdown drive in the scrimmage, there was a called run for him. Like, that's something with his athleticism that you would call a little different to play to that, right?
Well, I think all three of our quarterbacks are athletic. All three of our players could execute the play.
You've seen a lot of football. Maybe do you ever remember a three-person battle and just kind of like the history of it? And when does it just click? Like, does the coaching staff just feel like there's that moment we just know?
You don't see many of them. You know, you really don't. It's hard enough, you know, when you got two guys battling than when you have three. So, like I said, we're going to continue just to put these guys in different situations, as many as we possibly can, so that we can get the best evaluation possible.
And you still feel like you're a ways away from that?
Well, you know, we discuss it every day. I don't know. I don't want to get too much into it. I'll let Kellen answer that. But, you know, we discuss every day, hey, where are we at? What do we need to improve on? What's this guy doing well? What's that guy doing well? And, you know, the great thing is these guys have gone out and competed their butts off every day. It's great to see.
I know this is stupid, but have those evaluations drastically changed in the 2 weeks since training camp started? Or is what you, you know, expected from the guys happen?
Well, I don't think you go in with any ceiling or floor on any player, and I think you have to keep an open mind and let's let these guys play, and then let's see where their ceiling is or where we think it can be and where their floor is, you know. And one of the things we talked about the other day was, you know, when you look at the scrimmage, we had some turnovers and things like that. We needed as a group raise our floor a little bit, because as we know, you can go through a game and do a lot of really good things, turn the ball over a couple times, and that's when you look at statistics. If you want to put a statistic that matters, you talk about turnover margin, you're not going to win a lot of games.
Do you hold them to the same standard? Like, you all got to Philly right after the quarterback won the MVP. When you got to the Chargers, you had a guy. I mean, you got one guy who's made six starts, one who's made one, and one who's made none. Is there, like, the learning curve or the standard a little bit different of what you have to... I mean, a lot of us saw Drew Brees for a decade here, and, you know, it just looks different.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be the standard in the room. We're not going to change the standard. Now, we also understand with young players, you know, it takes time, and there's trial and error there. And we encourage the guys when they go out to practice, hey, cut it loose. Just go play, man. You know, we're going to teach you all these things. We're going to drill this. We're going to give you the parameters of this play, how we want it run. But go play, man, because, you know, if you look at the great players in the game, they'll all tell you they're going to challenge themselves to do some different things to see if they can do it or not. So, you know, like I said, three young players, they're developing every day, really excited about, you know, where we can go with the group.
Have you seen Tyler maybe get a little more aggressive, I think would be a word, over the last week or so? It seemed like there's been more, you know, aggressive reads.
Well, you know, it's the first time the guy's seen an NFL pass rush. So, you know, you get a little bit, but when you don't have pads on, it's different than when it's pads. So, you know, he's really only had a few days of pads on in pass rush. So for any player coming from college football to the NFL, that's a big step. And so the more you get in there, the more you do it, the more you become comfortable, and the more, you know, you can allow your natural ability to take over.
Doug Mussmeyer, and it sounds, Charlie, like he was yelling quite a bit, unless his voice normally is like that, but it definitely sounds very hoarse.
Yeah, kind of reminded me a little bit of Coach Fritz, like we were saying off air.
Yes. Steve.
No, Coach Nussmeyer is great. I'm looking forward to seeing what, like he talked about playing to each quarterback's strengths, right, throughout the preseason and kind of giving, calling plays that will fit each guy, because they're all a little bit different. I know you said that they're all athletic, but
right, these guys definitely aren't statues, they're just hanging in the pocket.
Yeah, so but it'll be definitely cool, especially once we see what type of run each guy gets throughout the preseason. That's still to be determined. I think that week one's going to tell you a good bit this upcoming weekend, and then week two will be similar, and then maybe week three will just kind of be wrapping up different back end battles, and you'll get a lot from these first 2 weeks of tape. But week one is where it all starts this upcoming Sunday, Steve.
Yeah, definitely want to see the Saints offense protecting the football, considering what we saw the Chargers, what they were able to do against the Lions in their preseason opener.
Literally the first play. They fumbled on the very first play. And like Mike had said, Dan Campbell was none too pleased with how his squad looked in that preseason opener. Hopefully it's not the same with Coach Moore.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. You can sound off on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Be back right after this on WWL. Football fans, join Mike D'Attelier and myself for weekend kickoff, a special edition of Sports Talk tomorrow live from the Treasure Chest Casino, and every Thursday here on Out. Plus, we're going to have Drew Brees, our special guest, 5:30 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. We'll get Drew's take on Saints football, the QB battle, head coach Kellen Moore, and the team's new strategy. Plus, NOLA Pickle Fest, Drew's annual pickleball tournament and community event, which is happening tomorrow through Sunday in the heart of New Orleans at the Convention Center. Great event that blends fast-paced competition, live entertainment, and family fun, all in support of the Breeze Dream Foundation. Definitely looking forward to it. Saints legendary quarterback and Super Bowl champ Drew Brees tomorrow right here on WWL Saints Radio starting at 5:30. Be sure to check that out. And Charlie, we mentioned the internet and, you know, the crazy reports you can't always trust. Well, it turns out that the smelling salts are not banned from the NFL and players next year. It just goes, the league has clarified it, saying the club can't provide the smelling salts. So basically, bring your own to the games and you're all right.
Well, that is very strange. I mean, George Kittle was the one that had first kind of made that right, known that it was being banned. But yeah, I guess if it's still allowed, but
BYOS says bring your own smelling salts.
How about that? That is definitely weird.
Taking a break on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more after the top of the hour news with more right after this on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.